This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pilot Project. We're here to...
We're here again.
And we're
made it through four episodes so far.
We're joined by our old pal, Thomas the Tank, because he was not only here for Viper last week, he's going to be back here next week for our next show, which we'll talk about here shortly. And boy, is it a doozy.
It is.
With a capital D. So in the week since we've recorded... Week since we've recorded the Viper episode, has anything stuck with you in that remaining time?
Not really.
It was
very disappointing, that's for sure. Nostalgic, it wasn't anywhere near as good as I remember. The look of the Defender mode vehicle is still badass, and I still want that.
I think
someday.
That's the only thing that sticks with me is the Defender mode.
But other than that, incredibly bad acting, incredibly bad script, super waste of a TV show.
Just
honestly.
No logical continuity, and nothing really makes any sense.
But at least we got an appearance by Boy Meets World.
Yes.
I mean,
and
sure.
Fake Baltar.
Fake Baltar,
Boy Meets World, Defender mode.
Fake Joe Pesci.
And Tiny Mustache Man. God. Getting thrown off the San Francisco Bay Bridge in the middle of rush hour traffic.
Metro City Bay Bridge.
Excuse me.
Quit using real names.
It's almost like they're using real locations for fake cities.
As they always have to, really.
Yeah. That is an excellent... Not always. That's good.
I guess you do it in a studio.
No, it
has
to be
a real place
location. That's a location, though. A studio is a place.
It's not quite the same thing, though.
You're in a place somewhere that is in reality.
Sure, you're always in a place.
You're always in a real place.
It's true. That's an excellent point, Dustin. You should go work for the Hollywoods.
I should. That's already a better concept than anything they did in Viper. Just discussing that.
Something the basis for a new UPN show. Which
is what is real? Always in a real place?
Is anything real in this world anymore?
A new UPN show, that would be quite an accomplishment.
We'll resurrect. I think there is a new Paramount Network. Didn't that take over for...
There is a Paramount Network, that's right.
Yeah, so it's a new
took
UPN.
Over for Spike or something.
For Spike, it took over
there
Spike.
Yes.
So UPN, maybe they will make a sequel or a reboot Viper for...
I sure hope so.
Viper 2018. Here's hoping. And Babylon 6.
There are a lot of channels, and they got a lot of time to fill, so you never know.
That's a good point. So next week, Thomas will be back with our old pal Kit Lively, Mad Magazine writer extraordinaire and cartoonist.
Definitely the most famous
and humorist,
one of all of us.
Definitely the most famous. I mean, then again, he wasn't on The Breaker Room or Blue Bloods or Division G or Bionicast.
That's true.
Or his entertainment.
He wasn't in Penthouse, though.
He wasn't Penthouse. He himself was in Penthouse.
Spread Eagle.
With his vaginal spread like Burt Reynolds.
Right.
They didn't want him in Playgirl. They wanted him for Penthouse.
He's got that on us.
That's true.
That's a pal he's got on all
that's
of us
true.
For sure.
That's very true.
That's very true. But we're going to be talking about the 1997 never-aired pilot for the live-action version of Justice League.
That was all of a sudden called a film.
Suddenly called a film,
but
yes.
But it was not aired. It became a film.
Yeah, it became a film. It did not air in the U.S. It did air in other countries. They were plagued by this...
Yeah.
At least once in their lives.
I know the UK got it for sure. I'm sure
Thailand,
others.
Germany, yeah. Other places that were not the US, but it never aired here. But it became a kind of, I don't want to say cult favorite, but it became a cult legend, I guess.
Yeah.
And it made
its way. It's a
thing that was known, and it made its way through.
It in a real place.
Pirated VHS and DVDs onto the Comic-Con circuit, and so I think you can still to this day probably find them on eBay, and probably if you go to Comic-Cons.
Sure.
You can find this next to the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie. And
if you'd really like to waste your time and money, yeah, that's a way to go.
Star Wars Christmas special.
If you want to waste
better than this movie.
Yes, absolutely. But the question is, as we'll ask this question next week.
And fits more into the universe than this movie does DC.
Was it better or worse than the Justice League movie that just came out? We'll talk about this next week. Don't answer that now.
Sure.
I know you'll all be salivating for that.
The Justice League, quote unquote.
Yeah. Now, there is a trailer for Justice League, but it just consists of bad special effects shots and music.
Not great.
A terrible
audio.
Score. So, not great for a podcast for an audio medium, but if you're so inclined, you can go out to YouTube to search for Justice League 1997 trailer, and it's there. It's like a minute long. It's all music. Good luck with all that.
Yeah.
Now, if you do want to watch Justice League, go to pilotprojectpod.com or look for the link here in the show notes. We'll point you to Daily Motion, which has Justice League in stunning SD or less quality.
Like 280p.
280p, yeah. Maybe. It's probably worse. It's not S video quality even.
Oh, no.
It's
VHS is probably far superior to this.
It's probably less than SD quality. But if you want to watch it, it's there.
So you have to have a coax cable in order to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to plug it into your phone. But it's available on Daily Motion, and that is, as far as I can tell, the only way to watch it. If you have an Apple TV, look in the Daily Motion app. If you have a Roku, sorry, it's not available. So you'll have to watch through your browser. I'm sorry on many fronts.
Yeah.
You have to watch it through your browser. That's how I have to watch it.
You need to apologize for Roku not making a Daily Motion.
No, but I'm apologizing for you watching Justice League.
Oh, well, yeah, that, yeah.
But all the same, I want you to watch Justice League so you understand and you follow along with the show.
It should be quite an enjoyable review.
I hope so. It's going to be... I've stopped and started this thing probably 5 times and have not made my way through it.
I watched it all in one sitting,
and
which is actually I could actually not do with Cop Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does that say about Justice League then? We'll find out next week.
Yeah.
On the next thrilling adventure of The Pilot Project. Catch you guys next week for Justice League 1997, the never-before-aired pilot. The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.